weakness, and it costs you a lot more in the long run. But this is not just about AIB and its profits. It's about the 5,900 customers and their families. Every month that you delay fixing this problem, you pile on the misery which your high mortgage rates impose on these impacted families. How many of these borrowers have been pushed into arrears because of your failure to give them tracker mortgages? How many have lost their homes? How much is it going to cost AIB to compensate these people for the damage done? This could have been greatly reduced had you acted responsibly and faced up to the problem earlier. But even if you couldn't bring yourselves to do the right thing in 2015 when the problem was uncovered, why did you not do it in October 2017 when the Minister for Finance called in the Chief Executive of AIB and the other banks and he told you, and I quote, "The legalistic approach taken by some banks to avoid doing the right thing is simply unacceptable. Ultimately, such behaviour is not in the interest of customers or shareholders." And the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, he went on to say, "The banks have committed all redress and compensation will be in line with the principles for redress set by the central bank." I hope that the Minister's action today will match his stern words and that he votes against the reappointment of the three directors who were on the board in 2017 and who are still on the board today. They are Brendan McDonough, Caroline Lennon and Helen Normoyle. It's too late for AIB to undo the damage you have done so far to the families and to the finances and to the reputation of AIB. But I would ask you now, at this late stage, to face up to the problem. While the Ombudsman upheld our complaint and directed that you give this customer a 12% write-down on the mortgage, he did not direct you to apply the full central bank redress scheme. So I would ask you, as a small gesture of remorse and apology, to apply the full central bank redress scheme to these customers. One, refund the interest overcharged since they came off the fixed rate. Two, pay them 15% of the interest overcharged as compensation for your failures. And three, put them on a tracker rate of 1.5% for the remaining term of the mortgage. Let me stress here that the borrowers are not being greedy. A mortgage rate of 1.5% is not a cheap tracker. It is still well above the mortgage rate charged in other Eurozone countries. Your breach of contract and continuing mean-spiritedness has cost the AIB shareholders €300 million so far and has damaged the reputation of the bank. Instead of putting the tracker scandal behind you as a legacy issue, you seem hell-bent on keeping the tracker scandal alive. You continue to waste management time on this issue when there are other existential issues for you to be dealing with. But it makes financial sense to do a deal to deal with this properly now. If you don't, some of the very angry customers will take this to the High Court, and if they win, it will double the cost to AIB from €300 million to €600 million. You know, as I say this over the phone, I can sense your arrogance and your dismissiveness. It's the same arrogance and dismissiveness I encountered when I raised the prevailing rate issue at the 2016 AGM, at the 2017 AGM, again at the 2018 AGM and last year. But instead of arrogance and submissiveness, you should be showing humility and engagement. Your arrogance and dismissiveness did not work with the Ombudsman, and it won't work with the High Court either. So to conclude, let me just remind you of my four questions, Chairman. When will you be announcing the redress scheme for the 5,900 impacted families? Will you be applying the full central bank redress scheme to these customers? How many customers have lodged High Court proceedings? And did any of the non-executive directors of AIB challenge the groupthink on the prevailing issue, the rate issue? Thank you very much.